Page 136, we rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgive iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Be enjoyed. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Of Him and through Him and to Him are all things. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Of Him and through Him and to Him are all things. Almighty and everlasting God, who has given unto us, thy servants, grace by the confession of a true faith, to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity, and in the power of the divine majesty to worship the unity, we beseech thee that thou wouldest keep us steadfast in this faith, and evermore defend us from all adversities, who livest and reignest one God, world without end. The Old Testament reading for the Feast of the Holy Trinity is from the 18th chapter of Ezekiel. Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, says the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions, so that iniquity will not be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourself a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord God. Therefore turn and live. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is from the 11th chapter of Romans. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor, or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Blessed art thou, O Lord, who beholdeth the deed, and who dwellest between the cherubim. Blessed art thou, O Lord, in the firmament of heaven, and greatly to be praised and glorified, and highly exalted forever. Alleluia, alleluia. Blessed art thou, O Lord God of our fathers, and greatly to be praised and glorified forever. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 3rd chapter. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, Are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. This is the Gospel of the Lord. The Athanasian Creed is found in the front part of the hymnal. It's found on page 134 and 135. We'll speak the Athanasian Creed responsively by whole verse. Whoever will be saved shall, above all else, hold the Catholic faith. And the Catholic faith is this, that we worship one God in three persons, and three persons in one God, neither confusing the persons nor dividing the substance.
For there is one person of the Father, another of the Son, and another of the Holy Spirit.
But the Godhead of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit is all one. The glory equal, the majesty co-eternal.
Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Spirit.
The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, and the Holy Spirit uncreated.
The Father incomprehensible, the Son incomprehensible, and the Holy Spirit incomprehensible.
The Father eternal, the Son eternal, and the Holy Spirit eternal.
And yet they are not three eternals, but one eternal.
As there are not three uncreated, nor three incomprehensibles, but one uncreated, and one incomprehensible.
So likewise the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, and the Holy Spirit almighty.
And yet they are not three almighties, but one almighty.
So the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God.
And yet they are not three gods, but one God.
So likewise the Father is Lord, the Son Lord, and the Holy Spirit Lord.
And yet they are not three lords, but one Lord.
For as you have felt by Christian truth, to acknowledge every person by himself, to be Lord of God and Lord.
So we cannot, by the Catholic faith, say that there are three gods or three lords.
The Father is made of none, neither created nor begotten.
The Son is of the Father alone, not made nor created, but begotten.
The Holy Spirit is of the Father and of the Son, neither made nor created nor begotten, but proceeding.
So there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Spirit, not three Holy Spirits.
And in this Trinity, none is before or after another, none is greater or less than another.
But the whole three persons are co-eternal together and co-equal, so that in all things, as is aforesaid, the unity in Trinity and the Trinity in unity is to be worshipped.
He therefore that wills be saved is compelled thus to think of the Trinity.
Furthermore, it is necessary to everlasting salvation that he also believe faithfully the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
For the right faith is that he believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is God and man.
God of the substance of the Father, begotten before the worlds, and man of the substance of his mother, born in the world.
Perfect God and perfect man, of a reasonable soul and human flesh subsisting.
equal to the Father as touching his Godhead, and inferior to the Father as touching his manhood.
Who although he is God and man, yet he is not two, but one Christ.
One not by conversion of the Godhead into flesh, but by taking the manhood into God.
One altogether, not by confusion of substance, but by unity of person.
For as the reasonable soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ.
Who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead.
He ascended into heaven. He sits at the right hand of the Father, God Almighty, from whence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
At his coming, all men will rise again. Their bodies, and will give an account of their own works.
And they that have done good will go into life everlasting, and they that have done evil into everlasting fire.
This is the capital faith, which, except a man believe faithfully and firmly, he cannot be saved.
The hymn of the day will be sung by the choir. Sermon text is from St. John chapter 3, emphasis on verse 14 and 15. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Nicodemus. Nicodemus is not a theological liberal like the Sadducees who deny the resurrection or the angels. Nicodemus is not an immoral libertine who calls himself a Christian but then lives like a heathen. Nicodemus is not an uneducated layman. Nicodemus is not biblically illiterate. Nicodemus is a Jew. He knows the Old Testament. He is a member of the Pharisees, and he takes the law seriously. He's a professional member of the clergy, and he has been elected to the highest religious council, the Sanhedrin. Nicodemus is no slouch. You see, Nicodemus appears to have everything that he needs. And yet he comes to Jesus by night to speak with him. Nicodemus had heard some of his teachings, and he may have even witnessed some of his miracles, and he knows that the promised Messiah will reveal himself by means of signs. Now, the vast majority of those who are on the council have rejected Jesus, but unlike them, Nicodemus is willing to give Jesus a chance. He respectfully comes to Jesus and calls him Rabbi, teacher. We know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one could do the signs that you do unless God is with him. You see, most in the religious community would be impressed with Nicodemus because of his sincerity and because of his, well, willing to engage in religious discussion. But I'm intrigued by Jesus' words to Nicodemus, particularly by the word we. We. Jesus says, we know that you are a teacher come from God. Nicodemus wants to be a part of the we, those who follow Jesus. You see, he associates himself with other people who also consider Jesus to be a teacher come from God. However, unlike the others, Nicodemus, we learn, is sneaking around at night and coming to Jesus, well, to his camp to hear him. 1 John 1, verse 5 and 6. This is the message which we have heard from him, and we declare to you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. All right, so Jesus is not won over by Nicodemus' attempt to include himself in the we. Later on, Jesus says, most assuredly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and testify of what we have seen, and you do not receive our testimony. Jesus makes it clear that Nicodemus is a part of the you. You who do not receive our witness. Nicodemus is not yet a part of the we. You see, Jesus skips over all of the manner of niceties. Jesus doesn't tell Nicodemus that he likes his liturgical robe. He doesn't ask Nicodemus about his strict observance of ceremonial laws. Jesus doesn't compliment him on his elevation to the highest court of the land, the Sanhedrin. Nope. Jesus begins right away. Most assuredly, I say to you. Now, most assuredly. It's a translation of the Greek words, amen, amen. And so, instead of saying assuredly, they translate it most assuredly, amen, amen. It's like beginning with the words truth, but not just truth, but truth, truth, in order to highlight that the very next thing that Jesus is going to say needs to be listened to. It is truth. Utmost importance. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus hasn't even asked the question yet. And Jesus is giving him the answer to his question. You see, it's not that Nicodemus has lied. He just doesn't have the whole truth. Nicodemus is a long way off, and he is not yet a part of the we. So, here is the testimony, and Jesus is going to let him know. Concerning the testimony of the we, the Blessed Trinity, and undivided unity, You see, Jesus does not cower away from speaking the truth because he knows it is unpopular. He's not swayed by the actions and the sweet talking of Nicodemus, even though he comes to learn. He knows exactly what you need even before you ask. In fact, he lets Nicodemus know, your first birth wasn't enough. You were made in the image of God, that is true, holy and righteous. But then our first parents fell into sin. And so for them the first birth was enough, if they had not fallen. But they fell into sin and they completely lost the image of God. And they were no longer righteous and holy. And so Nicodemus, your first birth is not enough. Like Isaiah, who saw the temple filled with smoke, and he saw the doorposts and the thresholds shake. And Isaiah, with his vision of heaven, fell down and said, woe to me, I am ruined. I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. You see, there was nothing that Isaiah had that could hold him up. When something is worthless, and Isaiah says, yes, when something is worthless, we throw it away. But what do we find in Isaiah 6 when he sees this vision of the holy, holy, holy? That's the triune God. Our God does not cast Isaiah out, but he takes his guilt and he purifies his lips. Our God sent his Son not to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. To be sure, there will be those who refuse to believe in Jesus and will be condemned, but that's not God's desire. He is sending out his message through the Word. Jesus comes to take away the worthlessness of men and women, and he comes for your sins, to give you the righteousness of God, to take your sins upon him. Even more than that, our God takes that which is worthless and he gives it a new birth. You must be born again. Our God sends Jesus who, well, brings to us a new birth of water and the Spirit. And everyone knows that when there is a birth, that the Father names the child and takes it home. And in holy baptism, our God loves us so much that he places his name upon us. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You are not worthless. You belong to God the Father. Having forgiven your sins, you've been united with Jesus, his Son, the Son of Man and the Son of God. One person. The Trinity says, this is my child whom I love. Just as he said of his Son, this is my beloved Son. So you have been brought together to him. You see, you wouldn't have known about this if the Lord had not sent his Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, in order to reveal it to you. You see, Jesus wants you to be a part of the we. Yes, he wants you to be a part of the we. The we being the Holy Trinity, that they might come and make their home with you, as Jesus said. Those who confess their sins and receive forgiveness of sins are those who have been given the truth. As he said to Nicodemus, truth, truth. You have that truth. God's Word has a central place in your life. It is the means by which God reveals himself to you. His will and his forgiveness. Brought into that fellowship with the we, the Holy Trinity, we are given fellowship with him and with one another. In John's epistle, his first epistle, he states this, 1 John 1:3, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard so that you also might have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, through the words of the Holy Gospel, through the proclamation, God calls us to be his own, and we have fellowship with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and fellowship with, well, fellow believers, who also have had their sins forgiven.
a little later, he goes on to speak about, well, what will happen to Nicodemus? Why, we get to the end of John. 1 John 1, verse 7, if we walk in the light as he in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. Nicodemus, by the end of John's Gospel, will come into the light. When Jesus has died and he needs a place to be buried, Nicodemus, who has come to believe in Christ, will stand up and show that he is in the light. And right in the brightness of the light, he will, well, show himself to be a disciple by securing a tomb, by securing spices, by burying Jesus. Yes, Nicodemus has gone from a you to become a part of the we. The we that confesses and professes who Jesus is, Nicodemus is now a believer. And the fellowship that he shares with the triune God, he shares with us. For we are in communion. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Page 143, Create in Me.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, everlasting Father, we give you thanks that you have revealed yourself to us in love by creating us in your image, by directing heaven and earth for our preservation, that you have revealed yourself by love as sending your Son for us and for our salvation, and you have revealed yourself with love by sanctifying us in the waters of holy baptism. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Separate your church from all those who do not acknowledge the Holy Trinity as the one true and living God, that we might share in your eternal glory, be delivered from error and its paths which lead to death. Use our confession of the truth to bring the lost and erring to the new birth of water and the Spirit, so that your Son Jesus is lifted up. We ask that all pastors in Christ, James, our bishop, our pastors Michael and Gary, that they would guard and defend scriptural teaching and practice, so that all the congregations may be one, just as the triune God is one. We ask your blessing upon Lamb of God, Lutheran Church in Rogers, Arkansas, their pastor Deacon Jackson, who will be installed on June 2nd. We give thanks to you for the anniversary of our Learning Center. And we ask that you would bless our Director Keeley, our teachers and staff. We ask also that the children enrolled in our summer academy, that they would grow up into the knowledge of the Lord. For Cameron, Trevilian, Hux, Cooper, Aniston, Eli, Johnny, Phil, Rowan, Levi, and Al. Let us pray to the Lord. We commend to your care our President Joe, our Governor J.B., our Mayor Steve, as well as the civil servants and police of this community, that those who have been entrusted with community affairs may administer them in good faith. Grant that they would make, judge, and enforce our laws with integrity and clarity of mind, that they would recognize their responsibility to you, the one from whom all authority stems. Use your established servants in the government to maintain law and order, and in addition, to punish those who harm life and property. Protect those who serve in our armed forces, especially Danny, Jason, and Blake. Also our police officers, especially Alex and Daniel. that they may diligently carry out their duties, be protected from all harm and danger. We also remember the courts of our land and ask that all judges would apply our laws with impartiality and thus contribute to peace and stability throughout the nation. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
we ask that you would be with our shut-in, Carolyn, also with our elderly, Tom and Violet. Provide for the needs of Kevin, Levi, Anita, Larry and Deb, and Christina. Be with our students this summer, with Kara and Benjamin and Jacob. Heavenly Father, you establish the marriage covenant. And so we pray your blessing upon Risden and Clara, who were united in wedded life this Saturday. Help them to remember that you joined them and blessed them with your presence in their home. We ask it through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the suffering and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is right and just to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, who with your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit are one God, one Lord, and in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity in substance of majesty co-equal. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Glory.
Heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
Lord of thine, the God of thine.
give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy is forever.
Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. We ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled to serve you constantly. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
From the evil one, uphold our faith.